Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar hosted a dozen farmer leaders from across the state, with much of the discussion centered around biofuels and issues facing the state's corn and soybean farmers. Klobuchar opened the conversation addressing the recent move to year-round sales of E15 fuel.
Some of the old science that had been used, which is no longer relevant, I think is important that we're able to get that done. And I think it's going to project 1.3 billion gallons in 5 years, where it should help us. On the other hand, we have another challenge, which is the granting of waivers to some of the refineries. And that is actually costing us about $2.6 billion in the last 2 years.
Minnesota Farmers Union Vice President Brian Colbundy took part in the conversation, saying increasing the availability of biofuels is a step in the right direction.
Well, it's going to be huge if we can keep expanding on what we're on the direction we're going, because we're producing more than we ever have. Farmers are more efficient than they've ever been, and we have a surplus we need to eat through. So it's something that could be a good step in the right direction.
Farmer leaders were also vocal about trade, which continues to create uncertainty in agriculture. Minnesota Soybean Growers Association Director Mike Skagg.
We produce more than we can use domestically. And, you know, the China market was about 30% of the nation. And, you know, when you lose that or have it averted to a different way, it's just causing a lot of strain.
Reporting Agriculture's Business from Moorhead, Minnesota, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.